This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Russia snubbed the International Court of Justice hearings on Monday as Ukraine pleaded with the United Nations top court to order Russia to halt its invasion. On a lawn outside of the court's headquarters, the Peace Palace in The Hague, protesters wrapped in Ukrainian flags chanted, "Stop Putin, stop war." Ukrainian Representative Anton Karenovich asked judges to act as quickly as possible.
So legally, there is no problem that the Russian Federation didn't show up. And we, I may say, expected such a conduct of the Russian Federation, but it doesn't affect any legal, grounds, and it doesn't have any legal effects under the statute of International Court of Justice, under the rules of procedure.
A decision expected on the request within days, though it remains to be seen if Russia would abide by any order the court might issue. The mayor of the western Ukrainian city of Lviv has demanded stronger action from Western leaders against Russia. Mayor Andrei Sandovy says many world leaders are talking today about sanctions they plan to impose. Putin is laughing at them because this is the way weak people act. He said strong ones act first and then inform. He says, "I call on NATO to be strong, powerful bloc which protects the world's democracy." The mayor suggested the West had underestimated the strength of Ukraine's resistance and called on the NATO military alliance to be a strong and powerful protector of democracy. In the meantime, Russia announced yet another ceasefire in a handful of humanitarian corridors to allow citizens to flee Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart in the Moscow's armed forces continued to pummel some of Ukrainian cities. This is VOA News. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Saeed Khatibzadeh said Monday that peaceful nuclear cooperation between China, Iran, and Russia shouldn't be limited by sanctions. His comments came after Russia's foreign minister linked sanctions on Moscow over its war on Ukraine to the ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. In recent days, negotiators on all sides in Vienna had signaled that a potential deal was close as the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog agreed to a timetable with Iran for it to disclose answers to long-standing questions it had about Tehran's nuclear program. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Saturday said he wanted guarantees, at least at the level of the Secretary of State for the United States, that the U.S. sanctions would not affect Moscow's relationship with Tehran. Russia detained more than 5,000 people protesting President Vladimir Putin's attack on Ukraine in dozens of cities on Sunday, an unprecedented number as Moscow clamps down on anyone opposing the Kremlin's military assault on the country. OVD Info, which monitors arrests during protests, said police had detained at least 5,016 people in 60 cities during the anti-war protests. Now, that is an unprecedented number for a single day, far higher even than the arrests made during the wave of protests that broke out in the country last year when opposition leader Alexei Navalny was imprisoned. Mr. Navalny has called on Russians to protest the war in an appeal from his prison cell. The Supreme Court said Monday it will not take up the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby. With more from Associated Press, this is Jackie Quinn.
Washington's highest court was asked by Pennsylvania prosecutors to reinstate a sexual assault conviction against comedian Bill Cosby, who was freed from jail after the state Supreme Court threw out his conviction last year. The 84-year-old Cosby was the first celebrity found guilty in the Me Too era. Convicted in 2018 of drugging and molesting Andrea Constand years earlier, Cosby spent nearly 3 years in prison before Pennsylvania's high court ordered his release, citing a prosecutor's earlier agreement not to bring criminal charges if Cosby testified in a civil trial. The U.S. Supreme Court simply listed Cosby's case as one it wouldn't hear without any additional comment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.